hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the hottest game show on morning radio, which doesn't really mean much if you've heard a lot of morning radio.
True.
It's a game show, and it's mildly entertaining.
Now that's a show.
Anyway, it's called Battle of the Tinder Dates. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to find out whose dating life is the most hopeless. I'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she's really into fitness. In fact, you may have seen her take first place in the 5K Walk of Shame. Give it up for Amorous. Amy. What's up, Amy?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, you sound like you're in shape.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're thrilled to be on here talking about your horrible dating life. Let's meet our next competitor. In the other corner, she's cried so many tears over dudes in the last year, the community decided to name the high school pool after her.
Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wailing Winnie. Winnie?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, she's crying right now.
Already.
Spot on.
Here's how the game works. One contestant will start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a story of their own. And we'll go back and forth for three rounds. And then after, we'll declare a winner. How about this? Since I introduced Winnie last, she will go first in the game. Round number one starts now. Winnie, what's your worst dating story?
I went on a Tinder date with this dude. I texted him beforehand, telling him that I'm a vegetarian because we're trying to figure out where to go. Mm-hmm. But he still took me to a steakhouse.
What?
And he ordered me a steak.
What? He's like, I can convert her.
Yeah, look at the size of this thing. She can't say no.
Yeah.
And he ended up eating both the steaks.
Oh, I see his real plan now.
Yeah, exactly.
He wanted double steak.
All right, that's pretty terrible. Amy, can you top that story?
So I went out with this guy, and we're at this restaurant. It was it was a nice place, and we both ordered a salad. But then when it came, He puts his fingers inside the salad and he starts sorting through the bowl and takes out the vegetables and lines them up on the table from least sexy to most sexy.
Wait, is that your definition of sexy vegetables or is that his definition?
Oh my God.
It was his. I'm just kind of sitting there like, what the heck is this guy doing? And his least sexy was the radish and the most sexy, cherry tomatoes.
Ooh, yeah, I've always thought that because they pop in your mouth.
That's an obvious.
They explode.
Yeah.
You know, they're really sexy vegetable.
And the sweetness. I mean.
Yeah, really, I don't see how that's a bad date. You just learned which vegetable is the sexiest in your salad. Winnie, it's time for round number two. Can you beat sexy vegetables?
I went on a date with a dude. He told me, oh, you know, you're so gorgeous that you could be in a beauty pageant. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And then he took out his phone and he showed me the name of the specific pageant he was thinking of.
Oh.
and that pageant was Miss Plus Size.
Miss Plus Size?
Miss Plus Size?
That is the one time I've ever slapped somebody in the face.
Oh, dude. He deserved it.
But did he, was he sincere in thinking that that was, I mean, it is a compliment still.
That's probably what you sounded like when he showed you Miss Plus Size.
What?
Amy, it's your turn now.
So I was on the date. We went to a museum. And, you know, everything's going great. But then halfway through, he starts acting all weird and twitchy and nervous. And he's sweating. Oh. So I'm like, what the hell's going on? And he tells me that he took ecstasy before the date.
God.
Are you sure that wasn't the sexy vegetable guy? I mean, I could see how those two could go hand in hand.
That's a good point, Jubal. It's a really good point. You have a type, Amy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Winnie, it's time for round three.
I went on a date with a dude, and he, like, straight off the bat told me he had a dream about me the night before.
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh, like, what was it like? And he was like, we were making out, and then I started eating sushi off your big toe.
What?
And he went way into detail about how it was like tuna maki with cucumber, and he like really ate it and licked my toe.
And
the worst part though about all of this is that I did end up sleeping with him anyway.
Oh, my God, our standards are so low.
Yes.
Wait, what was his deal with your toe in the bedroom?
Yeah, did he ask?
Nothing with the toe, but I did think about it kind of the whole time.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. It's always in the back of your head like, I swear if this dude pulls sushi out of somewhere, I'm running. Okay, Amy, one last shot to see if you can take Winnie out.
On the topic of growth, I'm with this guy, and, you know, he's a young guy, he's a cool guy, but right before the food arrives, he takes out his teeth and puts in a different set of teeth.
What?
Wait, why does he have two sets of teeth?
He tells me, oh, don't worry, these are my eating teeth. Like that's totally normal.
Oh, gross.
Oh, man.
All right. That was it for this bout of Battle of the Tinder Dates. Let's send it on over to our judges and see who gets crowned grand champion for today. Brooke, who do you have winning?
I feel bad for you both. But I got to give my point to the one that went out with the toothless dude, only because I've also been on a date with a guy who took out just one tooth.
No way.
And once you see a person with no teeth, you can't ever see them the same again.
Okay.
So my point goes to Amy with the toothless wonder.
Yeah, thanks.
Jose?
I got to go with Brooke, the sexy veggie guy. I mean, ecstasy dude. Oh, yeah, dude. I'm going with Amy as well, man.
Okay.
I mean, oh, yeah.
And so that means my vote doesn't matter. So, Amy, you are the winner today in Battle of the Tinder Dates. Congratulations.
My life's that sad. Thanks.
All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.